Headline Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
I'm Angie Scholes, and I'm joined by Paulo Coelho, NAMCOR's spokesperson, and he's here to talk a bit about the Venus oil discovery that sparks hope for Namibia's economic transformation.
Yes, the Venus field discovery in Block 2913B.
Can you provide more details on the current stage of development for the Venus field in Block 2913B?
Absolutely, Angie. So the Venus field is currently in its pre-developmental phase, and it follows a series of successful appraisal wells. Appraisal wells that we drill so we can see and gauge how much hydrocarbons are in the reservoirs. And the joint venture partners have initiated the environmental and social impact assessment, which is a good positive sign that they're willing to invest and develop this field. And that's a very critical regulatory step. We're also working very closely with our regulators and the communities and our stakeholders to ensure that there's a responsible and transparent developmental approach.
What are the key milestones that need to be met before the final investment decision in early 2026?
We're hoping for early 2026 or early or late 2025. The key milestones usually include completion of the ESIA. We have to onboard subsurface analysis. We also have to look at reservoir modeling, front-end engineering, the design of the field and the well of the oil field development. And we need to finalize the commercial frameworks. And these steps will also just help the operators de-risk their project before they make the FID.
Yes. Paulo, maybe you could tell us, how is the collaboration with joint venture partners Impact Oil and Gas, Qatar Energy and Total Energies contributing to the accelerated progress?
It contributes in the sense that Namibia still, it's a new industry. So, we don't have all the technical experience. So we rely on the major operators and our partners to bring that skill and to also upskill Namibians, which is something we're very proud of in terms of local content development. Each partner brings a unique technical, financial, and operational strength. Total Energies is the major operator, and they will lead the development planning. And Qatar Energies provides critical investment backing because they have a good balance sheet. And Impact contributes with frontier exploration expertise because they've done it in frontier territories before. NAMCOR, obviously the National Petroleum Corporation, will play a key role in terms of local knowledge, stakeholder relations, and ensuring alignment with our national interests.
What potential economic impact could the Venus field development have on Namibia?
Oh, that's amazing. When brought into production, the Venus field could be very transformative for Namibia. It has the potential to significantly boost our GDP. It'll increase state revenues. It'll basically be a catalyst for infrastructure development, which Namibia is lacking at the moment. And it will create direct and indirect employment opportunities across various sectors.
Paulo, what role is NAMCOR playing specifically in the technical and operational aspects of the Venus field development?
Well, NAMCOR is actively involved in all joint venture activities in every exploration block and license in the country, from data analysis to technical committee preparation. We're also ensuring that Namibia's strategic interests are represented. We have a seat at the table and that the capacity is being built within our own teams to manage complex upstream operations, something that Namibia is new to.
Then what infrastructure or logistic developments are being planned to support the project?
Well, discussions are ongoing regarding the port enhancements and port developments. Our ports are constricted at the moment, and these developments are very crucial, not just for the Venus, but for the entire Namibia, because, our ports are a way into the country and a way out. And it'll just be good to position Namibia as the national and the regional energy hub within the SADC region and on the continent.
Paulo, are there any environmental or community engagement considerations being addressed as part of the project planning?
Yeah, there's always environmental assessments being done. The ESIA, the process always has to, we always have to make sure that the process is followed, from environmental risks, and we need to study and mitigate them. From 7 to the 30th of April, we had various stakeholder consultations that were held across various communities that would be affected to hear their concerns, to promote our transparency, to discuss sustainability and the social licenses that are non-negotiable. These social discussions and the stakeholder engagements are non-negotiable elements of all our approaches to ensure transparency, credibility, and to make sure that everyone's concerns are addressed.
Has exploration so far confirmed commercial viability of the Venus Field Reserves?
Well, I can't 100% confirm, but the appraisal wells have been very encouraging, very positive. The data indicates substantial recoverable volumes. While the Marula 1X well did not deliver commercial results, our confidence in the Venus discovery remains, you know, positively intact, and it's supported by our very robust reservoir data.
How is NAMCO ensuring transparency and accountability in its partnership arrangements?
Well, the JV agreements are always very airtight, and we adhere to very strict governance protocols. Reporting obligations and audit requirements are all part of the contracts. Our participation in all these JV structures is subject to board-level oversight, and we remain very, very open with our shareholders, currently the Ministry of Mines, and then obviously the Office of the President. So we need to always maintain open channels and ensure that everything has a Namibian oversight.
Will there be opportunities for local employment or skills development through this project?
Yes, there's going to be a lot of local content. It's the central theme of our strategy. We are already exploring various training programs with Petrofund. We're looking at internships, supplier development initiatives to ensure that Namibians can meaningfully contribute and participate in the oil and gas sector.
Just a last question. Any last words from NAMCO?
Namibians need to upskill. They need to be ready. They need to gear up for what's going to happen, because Namibia is going to undergo a significant socioeconomic transformation, and we're excited for the future.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.